It's my anniversary. Anniversary. It's my anniversary. Happy 3-year anniversary to the House of Ortandia. What up, y'all? Happy New Year 2021 in the building. Yo. As you could tell from my opening song selection, this is 3 years in the making, man. We started this thing, man, 3 years ago, 2018, January 9th, 2018. And we are January 20 and 21. So, shout out to you and yours. And I hope you had an amazing New Year's Eve. And even better today, whenever the day is that you listen to this. I pray that your day went well. And so we're just going to talk about a few things. I won't hold you long. If you could see me, you would see me smiling and just moving a bit with my shoulders. I'm hype. You know, I started this podcast. It's going through a couple of name changes. Man, I think I started it as, it started out as Creativity in Jesus, I believe. And then, it started out as Broke for No Reason. That was the title. And then I think like halfway through that or by the second year, it changed over to Creativity in Jesus. And then it changed from that midway through that to House of Ortandia. And that's where I'm resting. And this podcast for me, man, it's more of therapy. You know, it's a form of therapy for me. I've said it before. You know, I'm able to talk about things that I care about. You know, in a forum that's all mine, in a platform that's all mine, I get to express my opinions, my thoughts, my concerns, my anger, whatever that emotion is for me, I get to express it. And that's why I continue the podcast. And I hope I've encouraged you to do whatever, however you will release your voice into the world. I hope I've encouraged you to do it. Because if you follow me for any amount of time, you know, I'm not the best with words. I'm no oral communicator by any means. You know, I do my best, but my voice is still valid, as is yours. And so if you want to share your voice via YouTube or via a podcast or via writing a book or via writing songs or singing songs or doing photography or however you choose to share your voice, I hope over these 3 years I have encouraged you to do so, because your voice was meant to be a siren and not a whisper. Okay. Like I said, I'm not going to be before you long. We're going to talk about a couple of things. You know, some things are important that I think we should discuss. You know, unless you've been living under a rock, which I know you have not been. I know you know the day of domestic terrorism, which was January the 6th, 20 and 21. You know, we had some domestic terrorists to take over violently, break into and do damage to and pretty much take over the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. And so it was an ugly, ugly day. It was an ugly, ugly time. One of many ugly, ugly times in America. But even in saying all of that, I'm still glad to be an American. You know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I'm glad the Lord saw fit for me to be born here. But still, you know, we call it what it is. The main thing that I want to speak about on what happened on that day is I noticed that I saw signs out there that said Jesus saved, and these people are proclaiming, pretending really to be Christians. And so what I want to debunk that. I want to erase that from your memory. These guys are displaying anarchy and rebellion and violence and disregard. All of those things are antichrist or the exact opposite of Jesus Christ. So what they were displaying was American Christianity. They were displaying patriotism, which to them is the same thing as Christianity, and they are not the same. Patriotism is, in a nutshell, it's allegiance to a country or a nation But Christianity is allegiance to Christ and his values and his principles and what he says. And so the two are different, very, very different. American Christianity is very different than biblical Christianity. They are not the same. They are not the same. So don't even be confused by that either. You know, and I've been guilty of exercising American Christianity as well, because in American Christianity, you do what you feel like doing and you don't do what you don't feel like doing. That's American Christianity. Whereas biblical Christianity is whatever Jesus says to do, you do. You know, and you do it immediately. You don't think it through or think about it, et cetera, et cetera. You do. So I've even been guilty of exercising American Christianity, which is wrong on my part and anybody else's part that exercises American Christianity. Okay, so that was the main thing that I wanted to talk. I didn't even want to spend spend too much time on what they did, or I didn't want to give them that much light. They had enough camera time. You know what I mean? And I wanted to spend more time on talking about and assuring you or explaining to you that their actions, not Christian, not Christ-like at all in any way, shape, or form. And so, you know, I've been talking the last few podcasts and encouraging you and hopefully either planting seeds or watering seeds or motivating you, encouraging you to think about wanting to get into a relationship with Jesus. And so I didn't want what these people portrayed to confuse you or to make you think, well, if that's Christianity, I don't want nothing to do with it. Like I said before, that is not Christianity. And you want everything to do with Jesus. Trust me. Okay. And so, but anywho, I'm going to give them, like I said, I'm not giving them people no more light. They don't have their 15 minutes of fame. You know, and I pray for swift and severe punishment for the actions that they took. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Moving along, I want to talk about pronouns, right? That's a big, big thing in today's society. What's your pronoun? Are you he, she, her, him, them, two spirits? It's all kind of stuff out there. Let me tell you right now, I am absolutely opposed to this whole you're either a male or a female, period. You do not get to decide who you are. You don't. And I know that's contrary to what you guys are being force-fed via media and even in educational settings. I know there's a whole LGBTQ agenda and, they're trying to, like I said, force stuff down your throat and all of this. Listen, whoever you choose to be in love with and be with, that's your business. But you will not tell me that, one, I have to accept it, and two, that you get to decide what I call myself, you know. And so when somebody asks me, what is your pronoun? I say my name is Ortandia, and you will address me as such, or don't address me at all. And so, and for some of you listening, you might think that's really, really harsh. To you, I say, I don't care. it's probably best that you listen to another podcast. But yeah, I don't get into the pronoun things. Let me see if I've ever been faced with it. If I've ever gone anywhere, like when you go into a doctor's office or whatever, I don't think anybody's ever asked me that. Any kind of medical practice. I don't know if they do that there. I'm not sure. But let me think now. Have I ever, anybody on the street? I mean, why would anybody on the street just ask me my pronoun? I get it. So, but yeah, I am... Yeah, I'm a little bit different. I'm looking for the day somebody asks me that so I can click, so I can book, so I can get booked. After I just finished talking about Jesus, right? But no, like you don't get to define me. You call yourself whatever you want to call yourself, but don't bring that foolishness over here. I am female. I have the equipment of a female, and that is what I am. I don't accept it. I don't agree with it. I don't submit to it. I don't follow it. Now, I'm kind. I will certainly be kind to people, you know, but I will definitely be what they would probably consider to be abrasive. And it was just me being speaking in the affirmative. That's all. You know, like I said before, people, you're so used to people being fake and weak in their responses. When somebody speaks to you directly, people get offended. Oh, that's because you're used to fake people and I'm not a fake person. So, yeah, I'm just, that's not what I'm on. 2020 should have given a lot of people a backbone. And 2021, you're going to see a whole lot of backbones. Hopefully, well, I'll leave it alone. But anyway, yeah, I'm not one of the people. I'm not one of them. Like, no, I am Ortandia. Address me as such. I don't play the pronoun game. I do not. And so for my Christians listening, I hope you do the same. If someone says, what pronoun do you go by? I hope you, whatever, if your name is Joe, I hope you tell them you call me Joe. That's what you call me. That's my name. You call me Joe. And that's how you address me. Okay. And now I digress. I'm gonna bring it down. You know, I didn't mean to get bugged. See how some stuff just kind of got me high. But I'm calming down. I'm going to calm it on down. And we should be offended. I saw, in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, they passed a law. It was House Resolution something or other. I can't remember what it was. I think it passed like last year. They remove like Mr., Mrs., all of that. You can't address, when they are in session, you can't address anybody by Mr., Mrs., you know, anything that denotes gender, I guess. And now one of the people in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives said they closed out one of their sessions with a woman as opposed to a man. And I'm like, a woman is not even a word. And amen means I agree. It has nothing to do with gender. You see how ridiculous that whole pronoun thing can be? Okay, let me calm down and try to express myself in a very coherent manner. I think the whole pronoun thing is very aggressive. And I think it's very bullying. It tries to bully people into being quiet, to bully people into a corner. It's like, don't you dare stand up for your rights, because I'm telling you what you're going to say and what you're not going to say. And people should be, even if you're not a Christian, you should be offended by that. You should be like, wait a minute, hold up. I've been a man my whole life. I've been a woman my whole life. And now you're going to tell me I can't use such and such pronouns? Or I can't, you know, like, what? You know what I mean? Like, it's just so aggressive. I don't know, man. But you do see it on if you've done any type of online job, applying for jobs online here recently, I think you do see on there, if I'm not mistaken, like, what's your pronoun or whatever, something to that effect. But you're not going to, whatever your ideology is, keep it to yourself. You're not going to force it upon me. That's all I'm going to say about that. And let me move along. The next thing I want to talk about is the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccination, right? I can't say whether I'm taking it or not right now, because it's not up for me to take it right now. Right now, it's going to the people that are at the most risk for contracting COVID-19. It's going to first responders. It's going to frontline workers. It's going to educators. It's going to the elderly in nursing homes and assisted living facilities and all of those kinds of places. People 75 and older and that's where it should be going. We need to try and protect these groups of people as aggressively as possible. And so for people that are saying right now, well, I ain't getting it. Well, you probably won't come around. Your group probably won't come around until like November, October, November anyway. So be quiet. Nobody's sorry. And so I don't know when my group comes around, which will probably be in the fall sometime. I don't know. I'll make a decision at that time. But what I do want to know when my group does come around, what I do hope that I'm able to research and see that that they've tested or not tested, that they vaccinated, that they've given the vaccine to people in my age group, African-American females between the ages of 40 and 50, with a family line of certain conditions. Maybe, you know, I want to know what happened to those group of people. You know, you give it to some white female in her 20s, that doesn't have anything to do with me. You know, I need to know what happened when you gave it to a bunch or a group of black women in their 40s and 50s who, like I said, their family is diabetes in their family, hypertension is in their family, heart disease is in their family, cholesterol, all that stuff is in their family. Not that they have it though, those conditions themselves, but those conditions are apparent in their family line. I want to know what was the outcome for them? What kind of reactions did they have? Did it make them sick, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what I'm looking for when my group does come up to be able to for the vaccine. Like I said, as of right now, it doesn't matter if I want to take it or not right now. It doesn't matter. My group, I'm under 75. I'm not a first responder. I'm not a frontline worker. So that it's neither here nor there. And so, but when my time comes, I'll see. I do my, by then, you know, people that look like me, like I said, the information should be out on the results. And so you do the same. Like you do your, don't let people sway you. You know, I don't care if Pink Panther is on TV taking getting the vaccine and you love Pink Panther. Don't let that sway you. Like I said, people need to be careful about throwing out their opinions about what they're going to take and what they're not going to take, especially if you have a platform, because people look to you for whatever reason. People look to you to hear what you have to say about a certain thing. So if you're one of those people that have a million followers and you yapping your yap about, you know, you not taking it and da 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 da, you could have, you know, you've just impacted a lot of people's lives that could have probably benefited from getting the vaccine. And so what I'll say concerning the COVID-19 vaccine, do your own research, do scientific research, go on the CDC's page, go on the National Institute of Health's website, go on proven scientific research pages. Don't listen to Joe Blow on Instagram or these conspiracy theorists on YouTube and Facebook and all this foolishness. Do your own research. What's important to you? What's important to you and your loved ones and your family? You make a decision based on, like I said, what's good for you and your loved ones and your household. That's how you make your decision concerning the COVID-19 vaccination, okay? And what else is important that I wanted to discuss? Two people that I absolutely love. Man, we lost a lot of people in 2020, man. But there are two people that I absolutely love that we lost. And I was so heartbroken. The first being Ecstasy from the group, rap group, the 80s rap group, Houdini. Man, when I tell you Houdini was one of my favorite rap groups, it was Ecstasy and Jahlil. We don't know what he passed away from. They're not saying. And I respect that, you know. But it's just so sad because they were just, I think, 2019, they were just given like an honor and like, I want to say it was like the Vibe Hip Hop Honors Award or something like that in 2019 or 2018. And it was like, man, they have hits like Friends. How many of us have them? Oh, they got 5 minutes of funk. They got You a Big Mouth. They got The Freaks Come Out at Night. These are all bangers that if you play them today, people will still go crazy in any environment. And these guys came out in the 80s. Man. And Ecstasy had the voice of all voices. You know how some MCs, they got a certain kind of voice. He had the, man, go on YouTube and just type in Houdini, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's so, it's because now it's like when a group like that loses, you know, a main member, it's like, how can they go on? Like, you know, when we do open up to concerts and stuff like that, I don't want to see one half of Houdini, and I certainly don't want him to replace Ecstasy. No way. You know what I'm saying? It's hard, man. It's hard on them. It's just like when Heavy D passed. It was like Heavy D and the Boys. And so it's like, who, you don't. And then, like, I'm sorry, not when Heavy D passed. When Heavy D's background dancers, Trouble T. Roy and the other guy, and then Trouble T. Roy died. Now I'm going back to the 80s and 90s now. So this is for my old school hip-hop heads. Well, Heavy D, the Overweight Lover, he came out before Biggie Smalls and all these other big guys. But you can look him up on YouTube. But he came out. And he had two background dancers, right? One of them died in an accident. This was back in like late 90s, mid 2000s, early 2000s. He died. And so when you go to, after the fact, when you go see Heavy, you said two hip hop dancers behind him, you don't want to go and see one. It's like, this ain't the same. So eventually he started performing without any background dancers. And it's just like with Houdini, I don't want to see. Okay, anyway. And the other person that passed away is Shabadoo Lord Ozone from the movie, the Breaking movies. I think they came out in 84. Breaking, Electric Boogaloo came out in 84. And the second part came out in 88, if I'm not mistaken. 87, 88. But it was... Man, Shabadoo Kiones, he was 65 years old. He passed December the 30th. When you look him up, he don't look nobody 65. That man looked amazing. I had the biggest crush on him in life. You could not tell me, one, that I wasn't a break dancer. Mind you, I could not break dance to save my life, but you couldn't. When I saw that movie in 84, I was like, "Oh, I'm lit. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm a break dancer too." And so, man, he died. Well, what happened with him is he had a cold, and then he posted that he was feeling sluggish, but he was fine, and he had just gotten a COVID test, and the test was negative. The next day, he was found in his room. He had passed away. And it's like, either somebody missed the diagnosis, they didn't do the diagnosis properly, or something went awry. Because Tuesday, he was alive, and then Wednesday, he was gone. You know, so it's so sad, man. It was like when Nipsey died. And I love me some Nipsey Hussle. I felt the same kind of like, feel same kind of wound on the inside. You know what I'm saying? And so I just wanted to give my respect to their fam, their loved ones, their family, their friends, and all the fans that love them, and offer my condolences because I'm hurting too. I love them both too. But obviously not like their family did. But man, look, it's 20 and 21. I really hope that... What's my hope for us in 2021? We're going to go through some stuff. It's going to get... January 6th wasn't nothing. It's about to go down. We had a women's fellowship this past Friday on January the 1st. And... Not the 1st. I'm sorry. January the 8th. And... We were informed that it's about to get darker. We are definitely in the last days. And it's about to get more ugly. You're going to see more anarchy. You're going to see more rage, more violence, more everything. And so you better get yourself under the covering of the Lord Jesus. You better stop playing, stop tiptoeing, stop pussyfooting around. Get yourself under the covering of the Lord Jesus. I'm so serious right now. Like, all of that stuff is going to be happening, but within the kingdom of God, it won't be. You know, we're going to be protected. We're going to be covered. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to, I'm warning you. Like, we were warned on January the 8th. I'm now warning you. You don't want to be find yourself outside of Jesus Christ. You do not. You don't. Because it's going to get real. It's about to get real. You thought 2020 was popping. 2021 is about to be something like you've never seen. So, and I don't really want to try to scare you into the kingdom. If that's what it sounds like, disregard. I don't want to scare you. I want to make you aware of what's going on. I want to make you aware. I want to press the urgency button in your soul. Man, it's coming close to the time where Jesus Christ is coming back for those that are his. And you don't want to be left. You don't want to be left behind. You do not. You do not. And so, man, I'm still hyped. It's my anniversary. All of that. I'm still with all of that. But I would do you a disservice if I didn't tell you that darker days are coming and the urgency that in which you need to talk to Jesus. Listen, just share your heart. You don't try to be get no form of fashion. Don't try to speak all of these and thous, and don't try to speak no King James language and all that stupid stuff. Talk to him. Talk to God. Right. Turn his podcast off and talk to God. Say, God, I don't know what the lady was talking about. I need to know that you're real. I need to know about your son. I need to know how help me to love your son. Help me to understand that he came to this earth for my sins, and you know that there's a gap between me and you, and I can't cross it. Only Jesus can get me across that gap. Help me to I want you to talk to him real, like let it be real talk, as the young people say. Let it be real talk. And like I always say, I want to see y'all in heaven with me, and I mean that. I mean it. And it's been a real 3 years. I love y'all for rocking with me for 3 years. You know, y'all know me. Y'all know I'm you're going to get fun. You're going to get laughter. You're going to get aggression. You're going to get, you can get a myriad. Ooh, look at me with a word. You're going to get a myriad of emotions and, you know, expressions. But you're going to know that I love you. What you won't do is stand before God and say, no, she never say nothing to me about Jesus Christ. That's what you will not do, because you're going to get some Jesus every podcast. I'm going to tell you something about entering into a relationship with him, okay? And so, yeah, I love you guys. Thank you for rocking with me for 3 years. You know, I hope that over these last 3 years, man, you heard something that changed your life. And like I always say, once again, I want to see you in heaven with me, and I'm out.